This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's July 9, 2008. You know what doesn't matter whether it's the morning time or evening time, afternoon or in the middle of the night. There's absolutely no doubt that these are perilous times that have arrived. And God be praised because he's faithful. He's been faithful to tell us if we had ears, if we were his children, there's no way that we would not recognize the very dire days that we're living in. Lord Jesus Christ is coming back in a kingdom he shall rule forever that has no end, and it's totally righteous, pure, and good. I'm absolutely outraged with the lying leaders that mislead the people, that promise peace but bring destruction, and secretly have agreed with others with wicked intent. They have not submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ. They hate the Lord Jesus Christ. And they, because they crave for money, they lust for power, they murder, they lie, they steal, they're completely unclean, unholy. And these are the things that they bring about in the earth. They influence politicians, politics, and the policies of the world are directed by evil men that are submitted to the prince of the power of the air. A war is coming. In Revelations 19:19, it talks about the kingdom of God coming forth and those of the wicked world opposing that Lord Jesus Christ. It says this, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army." Is that absolutely insane? How could men think they could defeat the Lord Jesus Christ? Men are insane. When God has given his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life, when men with the weight of sin on their life could repent and believe on Jesus and be washed and cleansed and given grace, but they would not. They love darkness rather than light. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times, and you can feel it. You can sense it. And this is why we walk circumspectly, very cautiously before the Lord. We know that he's risen up to judge, and we don't want to be doing anything that it displeases him. We want to put away the flesh. We want to hate our garments spotted in any way and walk blameless before him in love, watching, praying, and being faithful in our stewardship. We need to be careful in our relationships, treat others as we want to be treated, and treat others with honor, humbling ourselves. Remember, Jesus is our example. He'd get down on his knees and he would wash your feet. This is our pattern. Well, in 2 Timothy 3, it says this, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And that word perilous means this, involving full grave risk or peril. Hazardous, dangerous. It's hard, difficult. It's hard to take or hard to bear. Troublesome. Dangerous. These are the times that have arrived, that are coming. And then Jesus, when he was asked by his disciples when these things would come, what would be the sign of the end of the age and of his coming, he said, "Be not deceived. Take heed that you're not deceived. There's going to be many coming in his name, denying him, and many will follow their ways. But there'll be wars and rumors of war, but the ends would not be yet. But nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, there would be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. Troubles, persecution. If you're a true faithful one in Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about religion, but truly loving Jesus Christ, loving the truth, you will clash with the men that are wicked because they're liars. They create an illusion. And this is what Jesus encountered. This is what the apostles encountered and the faithful ones throughout the generations. Even political leaders joining forces with spiritual leaders to create this illusion. And it is one of control, controlling the masses with a yoke of bondage. It's exactly opposite what Jesus is like. 2 Timothy goes on, says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, lack of self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Look, this scripture is so important to consider. Men being lovers of their own self. They love themselves. And men that love themselves do not love God. Men that love themselves and not loving others as themselves will do anything. They'll murder. They'll lie. They'll steal. They'll do you harm. They'll lie about you. Watch out for people. That's what Jesus said. Beware of men. Covetous. They want everything. They want what's not theirs. It is insatiable desire. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three lusts were seen in Eve in the garden. The solution, ladies and gentlemen, is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. A shameful cross. He became a curse because it was written, "Cursed is he that hangs on a tree." And the righteous Son of God was called to take the iniquity of the world upon himself, a righteous one, faithful one. Jesus Christ did that for us. And all the sins of all humankind was put upon him. The punishment of death was put upon Jesus Christ, and he was like a lamb without blemish or spot. And the wrath of God was poured out on that sacrifice, Jesus. You can be forgiven. You can have your guilt transferred onto that Jesus, this particular Lord Jesus. And he was resurrected after 3 days, as even the prophet Jonah was in the belly of the well. God rose Jesus Christ from the grave. Jesus conquered death. He disarmed all the principalities and all the powers and all the handwriting of all the ordinances of all the sins that was against you. It was taken out of the way and nailed to that cross. That's the good news, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back. He is the Lord. He is glorious. And this is why you want to believe on that, and you want all the sins of your life taken out of the way. All the sins and weights that do so easily beset you. And you want to run this race with endurance, because these are perilous times. You need to rely on the Lord. Be like a tree that's planted by the water with roots deep, that you can withstand the wind and the torrential storms that are coming and the opposition to the truth. Jesus has already told you what things are coming. He said, "I'm with you always." It's time to rise and shine, because gross darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness will cover the people. But God's glory will rise upon you and be seen upon you. So you want to be filled. You want to have the new wineskin so you can contain his glory and not be broken and shattered. Men that don't have normal affection, they don't keep their promises. They falsely accuse. They have no self-control. They're fierce. They're despisers of those that are good. They're traitors. Remember Judas? Proud, arrogant. And they love pleasure more than they love God. 2 Timothy 3:5 goes on and says, "Having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. From such turn away." God hates hypocrisy. He hates the religious game. Don't play it. Be the church. Be the called out people. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the false. Come out of the lie. And look to Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of your faith. What's going on right now is judgment is in the land. There's drought, economic collapse in the United States of America. It's rippling across the world. People are losing their houses, losing their jobs. Can't pay for the cost of rising costs of food and gas and transportation. It's only beginning. Persecution, deception, lying leaders. They're creating wars, damaging the earth, hurting the earth with weapons and chemicals. But Jesus said in Luke 21:35 regarding these days, he said, "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." God is systematically designing the judgments. It'll be so thorough, so complete, so profound. You ought to fear the Lord. Repent and give him glory. Surrender to the Lord. And through all these things that are coming, God says, not one hair of your head will perish. But you must be abiding in the Lord and his word abiding in you. Be about the kingdom. Be about the Father's business. Because the wicked are going to be totally defeated. In the early church, after Jesus had been delivered to Pilate and Herod at the hands of the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, we see this clash continuing with the apostles. Now this is what Psalms 2 told us would happen. They were opposed by the religious system. They were opposed to a rebellious religious system that merged with the political power in that day, and that was Rome. And you must understand that this will be repeated. The apostles of our Lord were full of the Holy Spirit, and their message was one that was declaring Jesus Christ. Jesus the King. Jesus the one that has died for the sins of the world. He's been resurrected, and he's coming again. And the call was to the people to receive this Jesus Christ and repent, that their iniquities be removed. And that message was inspired by the Holy Spirit, was inspired by the very scripture of God. And God confirmed the word with signs, wonders, and miracles, and manifestations of the Spirit of God. And they declared these things with great boldness. And Jesus was right. They were ridiculed, mocked, beaten, and thrown in jail. But they endured. They endured. And this is what the Lord is calling us to. It's the patience of the saints, it's the endurance of the saints. Some of you will be put in captivity. Some of you will be executed, killed by the sword. But you're called to be obedient to the commandments of God and follow the Lamb. Lay down your life. Don't love your life unto the point of death. Don't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to know what's coming? Read the scripture. Read the words of Jesus. He told you everything you need to know. Read the apostles and the prophets. The Lord loves you so much. He doesn't want you to perish. He doesn't want you offended or to give up. In John chapter 16, verse 4, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I have told you of them." The Lord is coming.